Ciao, Queen, from the Pleasures of Piedmont series. So good to be with you today. I took a day off yesterday. You know, I think sometimes a queen just needs to just go with her own flow and feelings and give yourself permission to do what you want when you want. And I didn't feel like recording a podcast yesterday, but I sure do today. So I think that sometimes we're just led to, you know, take a pause, and it just does so much to recharge, revive, stimulate the creativity within us and passion and all those good things. So, do I have an episode for you today? All right, the Pleasures in Piedmont episodes are sponsored by the Divine Direction events. We are in our final week, if you are listening to this in real time, of the early bird pricing, which expires October 15th to get your ticket. Divine Direction events are all about you literally being divinely inspired, spiritually connected, and so well seen, heard, and taken care of so that you can bring your best into this next chapter of your life, attract your best, be your best, give your best, all those good things. So if you'd like to come and be in the room with me, these are very small, exclusive, intimate events. I did this purposely, kind of like as the world is starting to open up, so that you can really get the individualized coaching support that you need to get your breakthrough. So check it out at divineliving.com/direction or click the link in the show notes.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Okay, so yesterday was such an interesting day for me here in Italy. It was nothing that I expected. And this is, you know, they always say that 90% of success is showing up. And this is one of those illustrations. You know, I came to Italy because I listened to my desires, and I came to Italy for a particular time frame because that felt pleasurable to me to be here for 6 weeks. And then, you know, just again saying yes to my desires, said, you know, why do I keep telling myself one day in the future I'm going to buy a farmhouse? Like, start that process of looking now and commit to that now and say yes now. So I, like you, you know, sat myself down, got myself clear on my desires and intentions for the farmhouse and made my list and Pinterest boards and all the things, and was really clear, and then did a very thorough search, I might congratulate myself for, all across Piedmont, which is a larger area than I realized, for the dream perfect farmhouse. And as I was going for my dream, dreaming big, thinking big, playing, being in the creative process, all things passionate, I didn't think it could get any better than that. I thought I was thinking as big as I could possibly be thinking. And, you know, getting really clear, like using all the skills, like getting clear exactly like how much land, how many square feet, how many bedrooms, what kind of view, like stone, beams, all of it. And I took an action step on that. And then that action step has led to a whole new world. So what I'm talking about specifically about my journey in Italy is, you know, that can only be so interesting to you. What I really want it to be in service to is you in your dream. So use this story symbolically in your life. So I'm here and I'm looking around, and I was making my decisions, even my dreaming capacity, based on other people's rules, values, perspectives, opinions, and desires, and didn't even see it. Because, you know, Glenn was like, find something that you like. I'm not dealing with renovating a house in a foreign country, and, you know, we don't know the language and blah, blah. So then I'm just looking for the ready to move in perfect farmhouse. And every single house that I would look at, and this is true with real estate in general, like had what one house had, the other didn't, and vice versa. This one would have the great view. This one would have the great renovation. This one would have the right number of bedrooms. This one would have the kitchen that I loved, you know, and it wasn't all coming into one house. And so I just found myself kind of getting smaller, starting to lower my standards, starting to make something okay. Like, well, I could deal with that kitchen, or that bathroom's not that bad, or, and then by being here, and if you heard one of my previous episodes, I shared a little bit of this story. Glenn and I were here a couple years ago. We stumbled upon a wine shop, like hit it off with this woman who was so knowledgeable about Barolo wines and all the wines of the region. And anyways, when we came back on this trip, we were like, we should find that woman. Like, couldn't even remember her name or even the name of the wine shop. But we went and we found it, and she was there and as lovely as can be, and said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm looking for a place. And she's like, oh, you should meet so-and-so who lives near there. She just bought a place there. So I get introduced to this could not be lovelier woman. We totally hit it off. She's like, why are you only looking for a house that's already restored? And I was like, oh, well, we don't want to deal with, like, I never asked myself if that's how I felt. Like, Glenn just said, we're not restoring a place. So, well, you know, we just don't really know the language. And I thought it would take so long. She goes, well, it does take a while, but she's like, come to my house. I'll show you what I'm doing. So she bought a place, and her renovations are in process and amazing. And she's like, when you renovate, you can pick your own stone and you can make it exactly what you want. And she's like, yeah, it takes time and there's a little frustration, but it's also kind of fun. And I was like, huh. She's like, let me introduce you to my architect. So yesterday, Glenn and I had the great privilege of going and visiting two properties that aren't even on the market with this fantastic architect who's so knowledgeable and kind and speaks great English and is from the area and the whole thing. And that's when I got to thinking. It was like a whole new world of opportunity, possibilities, pieces of land opened up, and that I realized I could literally design the house of my dreams. And this is what I mean for all of us with life. We can either fit ourselves into someone else's choices and someone else's preferences, and me thinking that I needed to live with someone else's kitchen selection or tile selection or square footage or placement of the pool, or I can design exactly what I love that is an exquisite extension of me and Glenn, and enjoy the process and have fun doing it. And I just started to take a look at how much this applies to life, where you might be just dealing with clients or dealing with certain business models or certain team members, where you just think that this is as good as it gets, or it's not that bad, or you can live with it, or you can really create the life and business or career of your dreams that is an exquisite extension of you. And so now I'm basking more in the openness. There, I have to admit, there's a certain amount of instant gratification I was looking for, like, let me find the perfect house and just go and get it and be moved in by Christmas. A girl can dream. And that could happen, and that even may still happen. However, I'm now open to more possibilities, and I'm open to being shown more options so then I can really, really consciously select versus take the best of what's been shown to me from a limited pool. And also relax a bit. And when I say relax, it's not like I work all the time. It's more about enjoy the process. Because I found myself getting, looking at the calendar and the days are clicking by and we're going to be leaving soon. And what if I don't find the house? And then do I have to wait till the spring? And, like, you know, kind of starting to future trip. And so wherever you're at in life, whatever you are looking to create, let's all of us women get not slow the process down and not just be happy with what we have, but allow for so much gratitude for the present moment and allow for us to enjoy the journey more. Now, this is very easy to say when you're shopping for farmhouses in Italy. I'm aware of that. I can also look back at really, really challenging times in my life. And if I would have applied this principle, it was already a challenging time. But I was self-manufacturing even more pain because I was trying to get out of it, or I was in resistance to it, or I was thinking how unfair it was, or how wrong it was, or how long this was going to take, or how painful it was. And it reminded me, I was working with a private client recently, and he was just talking about how hard his situation was and how difficult it was and was like how unfair it was, like, you know, and it was all that. And he wasn't wrong. It's just that you get what you focus on. And I said, well, what if you found what good there is in this circumstance for this particular time? And not that it matters. This person is separated from his family right now. So it's like, well, take the time to read. Take the time to explore your hobbies. Take the time to focus on you or work on you that being with the family normally, you know, doesn't really allow for or provide in the same way. And I remember when I was in therapy, one of my first therapists said to me, Gina, before you turn away from the problem, make sure you don't want the gift that it's holding for you. And so I think for all of us, in any way that our life isn't exactly the way we want it right now, let's find the joy of the moment. And if you really look for it, if you really find what the blessing of the moment is, you're going to enjoy the journey that much more. And if you raise your standards, like I did yesterday, to really be in conscious design of every area of my life, consciously designing my farmhouse, consciously designing my new business model as this world is opening up, consciously defining my lifestyle. Yes, everything feels lighter, more expansive. It doesn't mean like taking it all on and doing everything yourself. It means not settling and really living life by design. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that truly with you, all things are possible. Thank you that you have such a profound destiny in place for each and every one of us. Thank you for the opportunity to walk this earth and walk our path and continue to become, evolve, and just be. We thank you for our lives and we thank you for what we're meant for. We ask that you would bring us all greater clarity, greater confidence, greater power, favor, and greater prosperity. And we pray this believing. Amen. Amen. All right, my darlings. Well, I am getting ready to go out with yet another realtor today to look at some more homes. So if you want to see the behind-the-scenes play-by-play on Instagram, check out my stories and some of the feed posts as well, because I try to keep everything really updated there for you. And if you are looking to live your life by design, get your ticket today for one of the Divine Direction events. It's going to be so amazing. I'm seeing the people who waited for the last minute of the early bird pricing getting their tickets. And it's so, so extraordinary to know I'm going to be in the room with you soon. So you've got Italy in October, Chicago in November, or Miami in December, or pick a couple of locations. Many of the women are coming to more than one. And get your ticket. Pricing does go up after October 15th, so get your ticket purchased. You'll get all the hotel details, and you can find roommates if you're looking for that, or people to go to dinner with in the area that you've selected. It's just going to be such an extraordinary time. It will be my great honor to be in the room with you, to see you, to coach you, to mentor you into just the biggest, most expansive thinking that will then create the life of your dreams. Lots of love. Get your ticket today. Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode. Let me know on Instagram.